The U.S. solar energy installation business has been frozen suddenly in its tracks by a complaint to the U.S. Department of Commerce that China is evading tariffs on solar cells and panels. At the same time, there's more demand for solar power as the war in Ukraine disrupts fossil fuel supplies and climate change worsens. Back in 2011, the Commerce Department did find that China was selling solar panels to the U.S. at prices below the cost of manufacture, a practice known as dumping. China backed off of the subsidies involved, but then in 2018, the Trump administration imposed tariffs on Chinese solar panels as part of a larger trade war. And on April 1st, the Commerce Department began an investigation into charges Chinese companies are circumventing these tariffs by completing manufacturing in Southeast Asian countries. With possible retroactive penalties for imports, the U.S. solar industry is already seeing project delays. The vast majority of solar panels now come from Asia, and experts say even at warp speed, it would take at least 2 years before enough panels could be made in the U.S. to meet President Biden's goal of using domestic manufacturing to drive clean energy growth. Abigail Hopper is CEO and president of the Solar Energy Industries Association. I asked her to comment on the complaint that Chinese companies are somehow bypassing U.S. tariffs.
The claims that are being made is that Chinese companies are getting around U.S. trade law by putting manufacturing facilities in countries other than China. It is our strong belief and our legal position that that is not what is happening, but that is the crux of the investigation.
As I understand, some folks say, well, Chinese companies are having folks in Vietnam or Malaysia or other places in Southeast Asia do the final assembly or maybe even just stick the label on before it gets shipped to the United States. How fair is that characterization?
Yeah, I think it's a very unfair characterization of what's happening. There is significant and major manufacturing processes. And I use those words very intentionally because those are the words in the statute. So there are some raw materials coming out of China, but the vast majority of the value of the product is being produced in countries like Vietnam, Thailand, Malaysia, and then they're being shipped to the United States. It is a perfectly permissible way in which our goods enter the United States.
To what extent is this a new practice of China completing the manufacturing of products in other Southeast Asian countries?
You know, this isn't really a new practice. There have been tariffs on cells and modules coming out of China since the early 2010s. It's one thing if you're good, you figure out a smarter way, a more efficient way to manufacture a product, that's competition. But if your government gives you unfair advantage, then that's not fair competition. And that's what the Department of Commerce found in the early 2010s. What has happened in the ensuing period is that some companies have made investments in other countries in Southeast Asia. Choosing to invest in other countries is what happens all the time around the world. You know, I'm holding an iPhone in my hand as we're talking. I have a dress on. There's a global marketplace that we're talking about, and these companies are abiding by the laws we have set. And this investigation threatens to have a detrimental impact on our industry.
Abigail Hopper is CEO of the Solar Energy Industries Association. For a view from the front lines of the U.S. solar industry, we call George Hirschman, CEO of Solvi Energy, which builds utility-scale solar power stations.
The consequences for this are extremely dire for the industry. Currently, about 80% of the modules that are used in the U.S. installations come from the countries that have been named in this petition. So currently, we have really no access to modules. Module manufacturers are not delivering to the U.S., which has essentially frozen the market today. You know, to date, we are either shifting employees to projects that currently have modules to install. You know, we're going to see layoffs in the next 30 or 60 days if we continue down this path. The number that often doesn't get counted is the amount of new hires that we won't be making. A typical project for us is about 200 megawatts. We'll hire somewhere between 300 and 400 people. Most of our projects are in rural areas. If a project is delayed, we are not hiring 300 or 400 people.
Now, what is the demand for photovoltaic solar arrays in this country? And to what extent can U.S. manufacturers meet that demand?
So there is a massive demand for renewables in all sectors. So there's really three distinct parts of the industry. There's a residential sector that is putting panels on rooftops, and there's a massive demand because of energy challenges due to natural disaster or wildfire. There's a commercial sector. That's the areas that serve corporate offices, schools, municipal buildings. And then a sector that we specialize in, which is the utility sector, which is the largest part of the industry and has huge demand. In almost all states of the kind of lower 48 now are dealing with the need for renewables. Solar has been the lowest cost of energy generation for a number of years in a number of areas. The U.S. capacity currently just doesn't meet probably 10% of the overall demand. And most of the product that is built here services the residential and commercial sector. Our product just doesn't exist in the U.S. So it's not like we can go buy enough product to build one of our projects, let alone 30 projects that we have under construction. Now, obviously, the hope is that through true industrial policy, something like the manufacturing tax credits that we see within what was Build Back Better and hopefully will come back in some form of at least a renewable energy bill. And we look forward to that. We want to buy U.S. product. It just currently doesn't exist today.
To what extent does protectionism around solar reflect the interests of the fossil fuel industry?
Well, clearly, anything that slows down the adoption of renewables continues to support the use of fossil fuels. And we should be doing everything we can to expand deployment. And we have an administration that is supportive of that, at least in their words. Unfortunately, what we've seen is a continuation of a previous administration's tariffs and this new action that has really countered to the administration's goals.
In your view, what does President Biden need to do to get serious about the climate, at least vis-a-vis the production of solar power?
Well, I hope that President Biden recognizes that we need to support U.S. industry. Unfortunately, there are certain companies that are using the tariff laws to their advantage and essentially weaponizing them for their own gain. The administration needs to recognize that you can't let small fringe players upend the entire agenda. And so I'm hoping that the administration will review this case quickly. There is no reason to take the required 150 days. They can recognize that there is no new information in this petition than's already been determined in previous ABCVD cases and throw it out quickly.
George Hirschman is the chief executive of Solvi Energy. Thank you so much for taking the time with us today.
Oh, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
We reached out for comment to the U.S. Department of Commerce, as well as the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative in the White House, but neither office responded before our production deadline.